Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Please check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's almost a 15-year-old website, but we've been updating it and improving it every year, and we continue to update it with new information, brand spanking new fresh stuff every single day, including a brand new video that we just put up, a new poll question right there on the homepage. Subscribe to my newsletter right there on the homepage. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. All the things, new podcasts, 10 new ones every single day. So check out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the work that Tom Asacker has left with us over the years, over the 11-plus years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. Tom is with us. He's the author of Opportunity Screams, among other books. AClearEye.com. Is that right, Tom? Is that the website?
Yep, that's where you can find me or my name, TomAsacker.com.
A-S-A-C-K-E-R. Find out all the things he writes there, his blog post and all that, folks. Tom is definitely one of the guys you want to follow and listen to what he has to say. We've been talking about the five stages of grief that people go through when they have a great loss or they've been stricken with a disease or something like that. And this is actually the kind of thing that, Tom, you proposing, and I agree with you, that businesses that are dealing with this new normal, this accelerated change environment that we've been going through for the last 20 years, Tom, really, if you think about it, as you say, it hasn't just happened since 2008. It's been going on really for about 20 years now. And the problem is, the thing that's causing us to get to have all this grief, this business grief, is not change, it's the velocity of change. And exactly. And the only way you're going to be able to deal with the velocity of change, because it's not going to slow down, folks, it's going to get faster. The only way to deal with it is to not only be able to accept change, not only be able to manage change, but you've got to lead change, Tom. And that does, and what that means is you've got to be able to stay relevant to customers. That's the fundamental leading of change, I think, Tom. And that means you've got to ask customers, you've got to find out what customers want and give it to them. What do you think?
Yeah. Listen, so you hit the nail right on the head with find out what customers want. You cannot assume that you know what customers desire and what they believe. So what you need to find out, because their beliefs drive their motivation, right? So if I believe something, I'm going to do it. And my beliefs are driven by my desires. And this sounds so simple that, like, it's why am I even talking about it? But if you look at what really, really smart people do in the marketplace, you'll see that they somehow tune out that fact. Look at what JCPenney did, right, when they hired Apple's retailing star, Ron Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
They came in and they said, look, people don't want sales and fussing with coupons and dealing with prices that end in nines and all of a sudden meaningless promotions. So let's give them what we know they want. And guess what? That's not what they wanted. They wanted the coupons. They wanted the sales. That's what drove them into the store.
Mm-hmm.
So once you start thinking you know what's right for people or best for people, you're in trouble.
That's exactly right. If you haven't asked them, if you haven't stayed close enough to them to hear their responses to whatever you're doing, to see their reaction to whatever you're offering them, if you're not that close, then you're basically driving at midnight the wrong way down a one-way road.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you think you know based on conversations with people, test it. Try giving people something new. Sit down with your staff and say to your staff, look, if you were going to put our company out of business, what would you do? And then try that thing and see if people are attracted to that. Do you see? I mean, we're sitting still, And I don't know, I think we think that by flooding messages out there, that people are going to start reading this stuff and then they'll all start flocking to our place of business.
Well, one of the things I have said for a long time now is identify anything that you were doing in the 20th century, and whatever that is, that's probably contributing to taking you down right now. Anything that you were doing to take care of customers, especially to connect with, to reach them, to whatever you were doing with customers, anything you were doing in the 20th century probably is taking you down right now if you're still doing it. What do you think?
Well, look, you have to have this extreme focus on providing value to the customer at the expense of all other activities. So if you have a bunch of activities and you can't see where the value is, you either have to figure out how to add some value through that activity, or you've got to figure out how to get rid of that activity.
But, Tom, in the 21st century, Tom, value is not just price, product, service.
It's also
giving them the ability to connect with you however they want to connect with. That's part of the value, isn't it?
The value is multifaceted. I mean, it's everything from convenience and speed,
right,
and so there's social value.
They will be the one to tell you what that is.
Yeah, or they'll tell you by not coming anymore.
That's right. They'll vote with their feet. AClearEye.com or TomAsacker.com is the website. Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Tom Asacker. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me. That I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.